This is St. Louis Public Radio. If orange is the new black, then laughter is the new learning. So says the author whose true story inspired the Netflix comedy drama series. St. Louis fans of Orange is the New Black will soon have several chances to meet Piper Kerman, whose book chronicles her 15 months in a women's prison in Connecticut and the drug trafficking charge that landed her there. Kerman will be at Lindenwood University and Maryville University next week. Kerman's character on the show is called Piper Chapman. Her ex-girlfriend and sometime nemesis is known as Alex Voss. Although names and many facts have been changed, Kerman told St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler the show's creator is shining a light on bigger truths about prison life.
I think that Jenji Cohen has done a wonderful job at creating, you know, not a single protagonist, but this incredible cast of characters, all these different female protagonists that we really root for. And that's the fundamental heart of my book. The reason that I wrote the book is because I believed that by talking about my own experience and my own story, that people might pick up a book about prison who wouldn't otherwise pick up a book about prison.
So on the show, what do you do as executive consultant?
What that means is basically I answer questions. So Jenji Cohen, the creator of the show, and the writers who work on the show come up with all kinds of crazy questions in the course of making the season and writing the scripts, and I answer them to the best of my ability. Every now and then they have a stumper or they ask something that's outside of my experience, and I say, I can't answer that about bank robbing, but I do know someone who can. And then, you know, I read the scripts and I send feedback, and the feedback is, you know, theirs to take or leave. But I think the show does a great job in creating a really realistic world in Litchfield Prison.
Do you ever cringe when you see, you know, someone playing yourself, kind of?
You know, I think that Taylor Schilling, who is wonderful, is playing this character that's being written for her by Jenji Cohen. And so, you know, that's the thing about an adaptation, is that she's not playing me, she's playing what's written on the page of the script. I mean, there are these strange moments when I watch the show where there are these things that are directly from the book, whether you're talking about, you know, when Larry proposed to me on the beach, which is, you know, very, very close to the story that's told in the book, or, you know, the season opener for season 2 on Con Air, you know, the federal airlift, that's directly from the book, and that is a bit surreal.
So how does Larry feel about all this?
Larry is a great sport about the whole thing. He shares my enthusiasm for the work that Jenji has done. And we enjoy watching the show.
Of course, you know, you are married to Larry, and understand you have a family. So any hints you could give me about Piper Chapman's future?
Piper Chapman's future is always in question because, you know, she makes so many bad decisions. And I say that as someone who has made many bad decisions, obviously, myself. I don't know what the future holds for Piper Chapman. Only Jenji knows that. I do know some of the things that will happen in the third season because we're already hard at work on it. I think you can definitely anticipate that Piper Chapman will continue to make mistakes and pay the price for them.
Will Alex return to Litchfield?
Oh, yes. Alex is, she's in season 3, and she'll be in every episode of season 3.
Can you give us any other hints as to what might happen in season 3?
There are some fantastic storylines which are coming in season 3, but on pains of death, I cannot reveal them.